Adios Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalad picks up the story from where we left off. In the previous Mishnah, Hillel and Shammai had a machlokas about a mikvah, and then two weavers, two low-class guys, showed up, testified Shammai and Natalia said something else, and both Hillel and Shammai gave up their own opinions and were maskim to the rabbim, to the many, to say, we paskin like this Masorah, even though these guys who are bringing it are not the highest class people who are bringing the testimony. So, v'lama maskirin is divrei Shammai v'Hillel l'batala. If Hillel and Shammai reversed their rulings and went along with what these weavers said, then why do we mention their names unnecessarily, since their statements were rejected and they themselves rejected their own ruling? Why? So, l'lamed l'adoros haboyim, to teach future generations, shelo yehe adam omid al dvarav. A person should not stubbornly stand, quote-unquote, on his words, should not stick to his guns, even when he realizes that his view should not be accepted. Sheharei avos ha'olam lo amdu al devrayim. Because the fathers of the world, meaning these great chachamim, like Hillel and Shammai, did not stubbornly insist on their opinions when the weavers came. Instead, they retracted their opinion when the testimony came. Others say that this is referring to the Chachamim, that the Chachamim didn't accept the opinions of Shammai and Hillel and declared them invalid, and that shows that sometimes even great men, their words don't stand. Some people say this refers to all three of the first Mishnayos, that even in Mishnah Aleph and Beis, Shammai and Hillel withdrew their opinions in the face of the Chachamim paskening otherwise. Mishnah Gimel, V'lama maskirin divrei yachid bein hamarubin. Why do we mention an individual opinion when there's a majority opinion that disagrees with him? After all, the halacha always follows the majority. Whenever it's a yachid versus a rabbin, we pass in like the rabbin. So why mention the yachid at all? Why? If a situation happens where a bezdin, a court, might agree with the view of the individual person and rely on his opinion instead of the majority, in that situation, then this could come to pass. Because it is a standard rule that one bezdin that comes later cannot void the decision of an earlier bezdin that had already paskined unless the later bezdin is greater in wisdom, usually interpreted to mean the head, the av bezdin of the later bezdin is greater in wisdom than the one earlier, and they have to be greater in number. The number of Talmidim of that Av Bezdin has to be greater than the number of Talmidim in the earlier Bezdin. So the later Bezdin that wants to contradict and overturn an earlier ruling has to be greater in wisdom and number than the first one. And it's possible that the first one paskin like the Yachid. So we need to record all the opinions so we have everything written down. Haya gadol mimenu b'chachma lovu binyan. Now what if the later Bezdin was greater in wisdom, but not in number? Or b'minyan avalo b'chachma, or they were greater in number, but not in wisdom. Eino yachal levatel dvarav. The later bezdin then cannot be mevatel the opinion of the decision of the first bezdin. They can't set it aside. Ashiyeh gadol menu b'chachma b'minyan. Till they are greater in both wisdom and number. And we're being a little repetitive here, but they want to make sure that nobody ever thinks a later bezdin can be greater in either wisdom or number, chachma or minyan. They have to be greater in both in order to set aside the earlier ruling and make a new ruling instead. In fact, the reason that it brings down this idea of being greater in wisdom and number to set aside the other one in the context of the Yachid and Rabin that started the Mishnah is that many later Amoroim chose a number of cases to rule along with the Yachid against the Rabin. So the earlier Bezdin ruled with the Rabin over the Yachid, but the later Bezdin overturned that ruling and ruled with the Yachid, the individual, instead of the Rabin. And it's only because the individual's view was recorded and written down that they had it to be able to do this change in ruling in Halacha. And so it was very important to always record even what the Yachid said when they were outnumbered and outvoted.